That was Hextetic, Crushing the Sun. And that was, of course, the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, smashing it up by Hextetic. Before that, all a cappella, Petra Haden. And she did the Who Sellout all with just her singing, her voice. And that was Sunrise, Petra Helen Haden. The Ravenettes, Be My Sunshine, pretty tune. Boards of Canada, Hey Saturday Sun, East of the Sun, Cal Jader. You're listening to Zombo, and we are just winding down the 18th hour of All Songs About the Sun. Next week is going to be the final installment of All Songs About the Sun, and then we're going to do a whole, not me, you, we, me, I am, a whole special on Sun Music. So Sun Music, Sun Records. Is going to happen in 2 weeks. But anyhow, that was today's show. That was really nice. We just kind of hung out and did the thing and played the music and, wow, enjoyed the last few rays of sun, of summer sun. And how do we wind the show down? Usually I try and play something that is a thing. And I am Casa de Sol, House of the Rising Sun by Esther Mental. This is the last version of House of the Rising Sun I will play. So I don't think I have any more version of the house, but don't take my word. I do tend to not tell the truth all the time. And I remain in your brain, instrumental, doing Casa de Sol, WRCT Pittsburgh. Tasty version, Casa de Sol, House of the Rising, sung by Estromental. Some last summer fun here tonight. The Polka Maniacs will be playing at the Kohler Club in the South Side tonight at 8 o'clock. Sunday, I will be DJing the Luau at Hidden Harbor, 2 o'clock on Sunday. So a nice little thing here, but aside from all of that, aside from everything like that, are you ready? I remain in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
A lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town, and it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard. For example, on Friday, August 26th, you're out at Beaver Station out in Beaver, and that's a show you're actually playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. How awesome is that? And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, you're doing it's a early evening, a late afternoon gig, I believe. It's outdoors. It's out at Woolly Bullies. That's in New Brighton. I think you told me the show time for that is 5 p.m. and some guys from Inner Groove Records will be out there DJing and spinning some records. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, you're down on the North Shore playing Stage AE, part of the tailgate party that they do before Steelers games. And that's, I know you've done that before, and that's always a blast. And that's just so exciting that there's these three dates, three opportunities to catch the 4019s this weekend. Now, before we get into anything, I want to talk about the fact that the 4019s are an LA-based band. That is a pure and simple fact. However, you, Nick, you have roots right here in Western PA.
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh, man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know, so I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff with all those bands. And then I moved to L.A. a couple years later and, got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
Now, your latest album, New Roaring Twenties, came out on the Big Stir record label. And this was, if my research shows me correctly, this was actually the first full length that Big Stir put out for you. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records, and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozar, singer, he and I go back probably like 30 some odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days. And it's his motto, you know, it's for fun. That's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time and just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody in every show we've ever done. You ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, oh, you guys are having fun up there. So that's the impetus for that song.
Well, and you said, basically it's about having, you know, good times. And the whole idea behind your name, the 4019s, is isn't it like the legalese for like time off for good behavior?
Yeah, exactly. John and Chuck, our other guitar player, Chuck, they're both attorneys. And while in court, they'd always hear this term 4019 credit. And so 49, the judge would say, time off for good behavior, you got 4019 credits. So they thought, hey, that's a great name for a band because it's all about having fun, good behavior. And every time the judge says 4019 credits, they're saying your name in the courtroom. So that's kind of their way of having a laugh in court.
Now with this, with your upcoming shows here in Pittsburgh, you've told me that Lenny from the Popular Creeps will be joining you on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time we go either to Detroit for, John and Lenny, obviously that's their home turf. Or in Pittsburgh, if Lenny's available, he comes with us. And so he's coming down to join us on guitar. And he's going to bring out extra little bit of Detroit swagger, MC5 jazz that he's known for. And we're excited, and we hope everyone else will be as well.
Well, that's great. Let's actually check out that track from the New Roaring Twenties. It's the 4019s. It's for fun. That's what we're living for here on the Viva La Mach radio program.
Up if you go too slow. Can't watch the clock on the wall. Gotta let it out or forget it all. Too much time spent on the past. Gotta live it up, live it fast. Don't tell me it's not true. Baby, I got a tip for you. Fun, yeah. That's how we're living for. Fun, yeah. You gotta give it just a little.
Hey, that's the 4019s with It's For Fun from the New Roaring Twenties. I actually have Nick Z from the 4019s on the phone. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to the Viva La Mach radio program. We're talking about the fact that they're coming to town, playing some shows. In fact, the very first show is August 26th out at Beaver Station with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. That is in Beaver on the 27th, which is Saturday. You can find them doing a 5 p.m. show outdoors at Wooly Bullies in New Brighton. And then Sunday, the 28th, down on the North Shore, playing Stage AE as part of the Steeler pregame tailgate party before the Steelers take on the Lions. Now, before we played that last song we were talking about, the latest album, New Roaring Twenties. And on this album, and I know it was one of your singles you put out with Big Stir originally, you did a song with Tony Valentino of the Standells.
Yeah, we got to be friends with him. One day he came to a show to the Big Stir event, and he saw us, and he really liked John singing. He says, man, John reminds me of David Lee Roth. And John didn't see that, but he says, man, if Tony Valentino says I sound like David Lee Roth, man, that's the best compliment ever. And he wanted us to do a song And so Late Night Radio was one of his, and he also he co-writ with Dan Markell, and so we chose that one. It did quite well out there, so we were happy.
The 4019s with Late Night Radio off of the new Roaring 20s. I'm on the phone. I'm actually on the phone with Nick Z of the 4019s. I hope you're enjoying this. Now, we've been playing selections from their new Roaring 20s release, but before we get back to more conversation with Nick, how about we go back to their rebooted album and hear something off that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I like the sound of the road rushing under my feet. I like the smell.
That is the 4019s channeling their inner modern lovers with a 383 Dodge Charger. I pulled that one off of the 4019's rebooted album. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you just tuned in, maybe you don't realize I've been talking with Nick Z of the 4019s. Now, you guys, over the years, whether it's with the 4019s or the Leonards or some of the other bands you've played with, you guys have shared the stage with a lot of really big names. My question to you is there a dream band that you'd be like, I would love to have shared the stage with, either someone past, present?
If you were to ask John that question, he would tell you the Romantics. He's just a Detroit born and bred guy. He's like, man, I want to play with the Romantics, you know? And, just of being a Pittsburgh guy, I'd love to do something with Joe Grushecki or the Granatis, or, you know, locally, something like that. Cause those guys were kind of the showed me what I was capable of doing if I stuck with things and just kept trucking, you know, and don't let nothing stop you. And of course, in a bigger scale, on a national scale, man, who wouldn't want to play open for the Who, man? That would be cool.
See, now, I thought you were going to say the Stones.
Oh, I was Stones too. I'd take the Stones. Yeah. I learned to play drums to Charlie Watts' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That was my record I listened to nonstop, man.
Speaking of sharing the stage, now there's one act that I think a lot of artists would have just given their left arm with to share the stage with, and that's the King of Rock and Roll himself, Elvis Presley. And you know, there's a couple songs on this new album that I feel like you're channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wrote a couple tunes, and we with Elvis in mind, because all through the years of us, Elvis has always been a guidepost for us, you know, a marker. And we'd always do stuff in rehearsals, just having fun with Elvis, because, man, he's the king of rock and roll.
Come on, baby! Going, going, going to Vegas. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going, going, going to see the lights. Uh-huh. I got some money in my pocket, and I'm feeling lucky tonight.
Did those tracks, and we just came up with that song on the fly. John knew exactly where to take it, so, you know, we were having fun. And one of the tunes, he even does a little marching thing like Elvis learned. He always used to say, I learned that one in the army.
Go, 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 little G-T-O-O. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little G-T-O-O. She'll give you everything she got, and she always give you more, more, more. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little G-T-O-O. Yeah, go, little, go,
Two more tracks from the 4019s and their latest release, New Roaring Twenties. That was Go Little GTO, and before that, We're Going to Las Vegas. A couple songs where I feel that they've channeled the spirit of Elvis Presley for sure. Hey, if I haven't told you this, you can reach out to the 4019s or find them on the social medias or the interwebs or all that. Their website is actually the4019s.com. Their record label, Big Stir Records, can be found at bigstirrecords.com. And me, the Moxer, you can always just email me because you can't find me on the social medias. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Oh, speaking of the social medias, yeah. Those the label, the 4019s, they're on the Instas and the Facebooks and the Twitter, so you can find them there as well. But I actually need to wrap up, but I do have one more song to play off of your latest release, New Roaring Twenties, conveniently titled Time Marches On, because indeed it does, not just with life, but with this interview and this radio show as well. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me, and I want to remind all of the listeners out there that the 4019s have three upcoming shows. Friday, August 26th, out in Beaver, playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers at Beaver Station. And then on Saturday, the 27th, they're in New Brighton playing Woolly Bullies, and that's a 5 p.m. outdoor show. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, what's more fun than playing Stage E at a Steeler pregame tailgate party? Yeah, before the Steelers take on the Lions down on the North Shore, they'll be playing Stage AE. So three great chances to check out the 4019s. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. And again, Nick, I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. And everybody at Viva La Mock, appreciate you guys sticking with us. And we enjoy listening to you every Friday night, brother.
I went down to the liquor store. I saw a face and I couldn't be sure. Is that you? Oh, friend, is that you? Time shoulder.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Mockster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlotte Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. I'm a pure gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Courts in session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. Streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM Time Travel Radio and STNRadio.com. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, and on replay Monday afternoons during your workday from noon to 2:30. Say this every week. Note in my sleep, rock and roll, country, and soul is what we are licensed to do here for the next 2.5 hours. And we're going to have a great time tonight. We've got a lot of new music that I'm going to be playing and got a bunch of requests we're going to get to. If you want to get your music on the radio tonight, well, you can call me here at the station at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Our sponsor tonight for the first hour of Courts in Session is the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, who joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So not only do we have a lot of new music, but we've got a lot of upcoming rock and roll shows and some really good bands coming to town. Courts in Session focuses on new music from classic artists, and so many of those great classic artists are touring. Coming September 10th to the Star Lake Amphitheater, we've got REO Speedwagon, Styx, and this next band has got a brand new single. Talking about Loverboy. Give this song a listen. This is new from Loverboy with Release. We'll be right back.
release.
Second chance, it lived in a first class life.
chance, heavier than a first class line. I stole from the rich and I gave it to the poor. If I tell the poor, poor me another, and I'm gonna know my own. When the police showed up, I said, "Law, I will kick and I will scream like a little bitty baby." I start thinking, well. Second chance, they live in a first class life. Second chance, they live in a first class life. I never did nothing to deserve such majesty. Because I can. I ain't in no hurry, baby. I ain't got no worries in my play. I let the good Lord decide. Oh, just what I mean. And my wife, she's gonna tell me I need to follow that girl's lead. Second chance, it live in a first place life. A second chance, it live in a first place life. A second chance, it live in a first place life. Oh, I got a second chance, it live in a first place.
Hypnotize yourself. That's brand new from the Dead Daisies. Glenn Hughes, one of the great voices of rock from Deep Purple to Black Sabbath. He's sang with some of the great bands out there. 70 years old. And he sounds terrific. Hypnotize Yourself from the upcoming album, Radiance. Won't hit the streets till September 30th, but we've got it for you right here on Quartz in Session. Right here on WRCT. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You're listening to Quartz in Session, and I thank you so much for doing so. Joining me here behind the board in the cockpit with the turntable spinning, having a great time already. We start off tonight's show with the latest single from Loverboy. That's right, those guys have got a new tune from the studio. Hopefully, there's a forthcoming studio album. Mike Reno and the boys are going to be here on September 10th with REO Speedwagon and Styx. And if I can rearrange my court schedule, I will be there. After the Loverboy, request going out to Tom and Patty K in Monroeville. They love the Beatles, and that was from the very first Ringo Starr solo album, Ringo. And that track was Hold On. And if that guitar solo sounded familiar, well, it should have. That was Mark Bolan from T-Rex playing that sixth string. Latest from Mike Zito. He was just here in Pittsburgh a few weeks ago for the Blues Fest. That was First Class Life from his new live release, Blues for the South Side. So the American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia should stop driving. The guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, including crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in rain, and an impulsive personality. To learn more or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at a-a-n.com. That's a-a-n.com. Brought to you by your friends here at WRCT 88.3 FM. So you want to get a song on the radio tonight? Well, I'm already fielding phone calls. If you're calling in and it's ringing, just be patient. I will get to your call. Got some great requests, and I got some tunes I'm going to have to dig deep in the library for. Throughout the week, I'm taking requests at WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com, and I got a request for some Metallica, and I got a request for some Thin Lizzy, so how about I kill two birds with one stone with this great cover? How about a little Whiskey in the Jar?